Okay, today we begin a new siman. This is a beautiful siman. Siman Mem Hey. Hilchos Birchas HaMazon. The laws of Birchas HaMazon. Everything you want to know about Birchas HaMazon, but you're afraid to ask. Okay, let's see where we're up to. Let me turn to the page. Siman Mem Hey. I'm sorry, Birchas HaZimon. Hilchos Birchas HaZimon. It's a large sin by Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel Seifim. Okay. We already did Birchas HaMazon. We did Mayim Achim Birchas HaMazon. Now to Birchas HaZimon. Here we go. Shloisha Sha'achlu B'yachat Shichim L'Berach B'Zimon. If three people eat together, they have to bench B'Zimon. Rabbi Sain Nivarech, Yihi Shem Hashem B'Berach Me'atav Yad Olam, B'Rishus, Baruch Shechalnu Mishalo Uvituvo Chayinu. That's what it's called, Zimon. And then really Mikra Adin is to say the first bracha. Now let me take a, before giving a little hakdam, before we go further, the real Birchas HaZimon is for one person to recite the entire benching and for the other people to listen very carefully to every single word and answer Amen. And not to recite Birchas HaMazon. That's the real way it was meant to be. Can you imagine? The one that recites Zimon, the one that is honored, Rabbi Sai Nivareich, he will be the one that will read every single word of the benching, and all of the participants will carefully listen to every single word, the entire benching. That's the real, real way it was supposed to be. Today we don't do that for one very simple reason. ADD. Attention Deficit Disorder. Both for children and for adults. That's the reason why we do not do this, because people have a hard time listening, concentrating to every single word, and therefore, somehow, I don't know exactly, at one point in time this happened, it became the custom where everyone says it themselves. What's interesting is, the custom happened in two different stages. It used to be the custom, and it could be that it still is about Sfardim, not even by some the Mishnah Berurah says that this is really how you should do it. The Mishnah Berurah is not so long ago. At least the first bracha, the participants, he brings the tashbetz, the first bracha, the participants should not say on their own, they should listen mila b'mila to the words of the Mevarich. We don't do that today either. Today the custom is everyone says it by themselves. However, there is a very important nafkamina, which we'll come to later on. I just want to bring this up before we begin to get the basic idea of what Zimun is about, is that at the very least, the one that recites Birchas HaMazon should say the Birchas HaMazon out loud, word for word, slowly, and the participants should say along with him quietly. Not like what most people, but what we see most of the time, where the person leads the benching, he just says, and then everyone goes their merry way. Everyone zips it up their merry way. You don't hear one word from the Mevarich. The only thing you hear from the Mevarich, if you're lucky, which also is required, is at least he'll end off the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazon Es HaKol. And everyone will respond, Amen. That's very, very important. But it's even more, it would be even more ideal, as we'll see soon, for the Mevarech, the one that leads the benching, to recite out loud, word for word, and the participants recite along with him in an undertone the words of benching. That is called Zimun. That's called that you are together blessing Hashem, thanking Hashem for the food that you have eaten. For everyone just to go the merry way, even though they begin, Baruch Shechalim Mishlov Tevichayinu, and then everyone off to the races, that is not really what the way it was meant to be. Now before we get to those details, we have to go through a whole long process. First process is, Shlosh Shachal B'yachat Shechim L'Varich B'chus L'Varich B'zimun. Mitzvah. Now it says srichin, which means it's an obligation. If three people are eating together and they've washed, or even if two people have washed, the majority, it's an obligation. It's not a reshus. you're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to say, I don't need this. It's a nice thing to do, but I'm not into nice things. I'm into just doing the bare minimum. The bare minimum is, if three people eat together, you must say Birchas Hamazon together. Furthermore, there's a mitzvah that when you bench drink together, you shall use a kois shel yayin. Now, I'll tell you right away, before we go further, that bisman hazel, I'll read you what it says here in the Piskei Teshuvos from the Orach HaShulchan. Okay, there's a very good Orach HaShulchan because it's a big mystery. The Orach HaShulchan already acknowledges that the minhag ha'olam is not to bench on a koshel bracha, a koshel yayin, during the week, if it's not a sudas mitzvah. So if you go to regular lunch, let's say you're at lunch, you're eating, you take a break, and there are three people eating lunch, me'ikar hadin. It's an amazing halacha. Me'ikar hadin yimuchuyiv, you should bench ala kois. In other words, one person takes up a koshel yayin, Rabbi Sai Nivarech, and when the benching is over, he makes Bar Priya Gofen and drinks the Kais. Even on a Tuesday afternoon, middle of the winter, or a Monday afternoon, in between December 25th and January 1st, today's the 30th? Today's the 30th? Even on December 30th, middle of the winter, to bench alakais. You don't see this done. Why is it not done? It's a big mystery why it's not done. The Orach HaShulchan already says the minhag ha'olam is not to mevarech alakais on during the weekday unless you had a sudas mitzvah, like by a sheva brachos or by some type of siyum. Then you should bench al hakais. Let me read what it says. Levarech alakais b'mivot achal shloim sudas mitzvah. Afilu k'sheish shloish asu, even 10 people. Ve'im akpidim alakach ele b'shabes v'yamtov ay b'sudas mitzvah. But he does conclude. It's amazing what he says. Avol roy l'chol yireish shemayim lahader levarech alakais k'sheish zimun b'chol zman sheish shayin lefonav. He says, amazing thing. He says that a yireish shemayim shebench alakais. I've never seen this. Never seen this my whole life. That by a sudas reshus during the weekday, 10 people, 3 people would bench al hakois. But he does say that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, although it's not the custom, but it's the proper thing to do for if Yari Shemaim shall bench al hakois. Okay, let's go further. Next, in Evshur, Tzichon Lachadil Shei Kois Yai. Now, if Evshur, first let's say Shabbos. If you have wine available, it's proper to make to bench al hakois. Vim Evshur B'yayin Yeh Shechor, or Yayin Devash, or Yayin Tzrav Kish. If you don't have wine, then you can use beer, or you can use honey, or you can use whiskey. Kishu Mechamadim, it's Mechamadim, the Hainu Shen Yayin, God will Shem. What does it mean it's Mechamadim? So Chamamadim is only, there are many rules for what can be called Chamamadim. Number one, wine is not available. Kishain Yayin, God will Shem, Kederech Yoimin O'ir. Wine is not available. You have to travel a whole day to get wine. The alkaid who be yoker, it's expensive. Urugil lishtoy smash kmeil mokum yain, and it's customary to drink these types of drinks, whiskey, or to drink, I don't know what this is, beer, or yain devash, honey wine.
Mead.
What's met? Mead. What is that? Whatever's med.
Raisin wine.
Raisin wine. The birchas hamazon. Okay. So now, however, so the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if you don't have wine, you should bench on beer, whiskey, or chamar medina. Have you ever seen someone bench on anything other than wine?
No.
Never. You've seen Havdalah being done on chamar medina. I'm sure you've all seen that, right? It's happened.
Yeah.
You've used chamar, you use, I don't know, you use coffee, tea, use...
Oranges.
What?
Oranges.
Not so posh, I don't think you use oranges. Coffee, tea, yes. But oranges and milk, no. What about Coca-Cola? Nachlegis HaPoyskim. Rav Moshe says no. Rav Ruderman is famous as saying yes. In Eretz Yisrael, he would let them make Havdalah on a soft drink. On a soft drink. What?
It's just
Coca-Cola. You can make... Okay, I don't see that anymore today. I don't know. I've never seen someone make, in recent times, on a soft drink. But you can make a coffee tea. But you've never seen anyone make bench on Chamar Medina. In other words, either you're going to bench on Yayin, or you're not going to bench on Yayin. You've all been to a meal on Shabbos meal when you've not benched, when you have more than three people and you're not benching on wine. It's very, not everyone's makbid on this, even though it should be done. But if you're not going to bench on Yayin, so why don't you at least bench on Chamar Medina? So this is very good about this Sefer, the Pisket Shuvas. He tells you all the secrets. He says here that the Bizman has said the Minhag Olami is not to bench Chamar Medina, and he suggests. The reason is because Chamar Medina is a very... We don't really know what Chamar Medina is. Chamar Medina is a major sugya. We are extremely lenient bizman hazeh when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah, that if we don't have wine, we'll make on coffee, tea, or beer. That's not so simple. Me'ikar hadin, Chamar Medina, there are rules to Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is only when wine is not available, period. Me'ikar hadin. If you're at home and wine is available, you don't have it in your refrigerator. So go to your neighbor, borrow a bottle of wine, or go to the store and go get a bottle of wine. Go get some grape juice. It's not impossible. It's not a big deal. So you say, oh, because it's a tircha for me to go to my neighbor, to go to the store, to go get a bottle of wine, therefore I'm allowed to use coffee or tea. Really? Is that the halach? Is that Chamar Medina? Not so simple. Chamar Medina is only when you're in a Medina, when you're in a place, as Mr. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, where wine doesn't exist. There is no wine. Go to the store. There is no one. Oh, maybe you want to go spend $50. They'll go. You'll get a bottle of wine. Someone imported a bottle of wine from somebody having wine. This is the Medina where wine is not available. And what do people drink instead of wine? People drink instead of wine. They drink coffee, tea, beer, whiskey. But if you live in a Medina where wine is readily available, but you want to use, I'm just not in the mood of using wine. I want to use instead coffee, tea, or beer. Are you allowed to do so? That's not what Chazal established. Chazal established you have to use wine and nothing else but wine. So although we're very generous, we're very extremely lean when it comes to making Kiddush and Havdalah, people do it all the time, especially someone, let's say, Pesach by the Seder. You can't, right? Someone is not well. Someone cannot tolerate the body. The doctor says you cannot tolerate wine. It's not going to be a conflict with the medications that you're taking. Do not take any product of the vine. Do not drink wine. Okay, you have no choice. That's fine. But when it comes to making benching a la kois, here is where he's suggesting that's why it's either all or nothing. If you're not going to do it right with yayin, with grape juice or yayin, don't bother. Don't bother benching on a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, a cup of beer, a cup of whiskey. Forget about it. Either do it right or don't do it at all. Fascinating insight, because the question is better than the answer. Why don't you ever see people benching on Chamar Medina? They don't want to drink wine. Okay, so bench on a cup of coffee. Coffee is available. Because who says coffee is Chamar Medina? We're extremely lenient in Chamar Medina when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah. But you should not extend that leniency when it comes to benching, because benching, not everyone mechlal is so makbet to bench on a yayin. If you're going to bench, do it the real way. Okay, so this is what he says to do. And then he goes on, the kitzur concludes with another halacha. The Yeshem, some say, the birchas hamazon afilu biyachet to unikos. Shocking. That if you're all alone, Friday night, Shabbos, right, the Sulis Mitzvah for sure, even during the weekday, and you're benching, you need a kois. So when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you have to follow all the rules. You have to kois shal yayin. You don't say Rabbi Sain Avrech, you don't want to participate, but you're all alone. That's what some say. So what do we do? V'nayhagim, so what it says here in the Kitzur, no one does this anymore, but the Kitzur says, V'nayhagim HaMedaktikim, it's a suffix. Some say yes, some say not. Don't pick it up. It should be on the table. When you bench, before you bench, take a cup of wine, fill up with wine, leave it on the table, don't pick it up, but it should be there. So that way, if you're mechuyif to bench ala kais biyachid, it's there. If I'm not mechuyif, what did I do? There's a cup of wine on the table. I didn't bench al hakais. Having a cup of wine on the table, not actually holding it in your hand, is a way to fulfill both sides of the debate.
So you make a
afterwards?
Yes, you do, yes. But it wouldn't be called, because another woman making a bracha, making ala gefen, but it would not be considered to be that you mevarach ala kosh shalai kedin, because you didn't actually hold it in your hand. But if you are mechuyev to mevarach ala kosh afilu biyachid, it's on the table, so b'dievin, you fulfill that obligation. V'nehagim hamadaknikim kishmevarachim biyachid shalai lecha is those that are makbid to bench ala kosh afilu biyachid, shalai lecha is a kosh biyad, don't hold it in your hand. Rak manichin oisay ala shulchan lefrem before them. Now halacha lemaisa, we don't do that. That's not done all. That's not done in our times at all. Okay, he pointed over here. Ayin lel hardu masha kasadu was there. Omnam yesh bedolei yishol shnagel lerech ala koyis afilu biyachid. He brings. I don't know. Over here, he brings it down that people do this. I saw in the Mishnah Berurah. I saw in the Divrei Mishnah Berurah, it's not. I think he brings down that Bisman Hazeh, the minig is, you don't do this. We don't do this. If you're benching alone, but minig ha'olam is zero. You don't do what it says in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Never seen this. You ever see this? Never heard this before. Okay, but that's interesting to know. Okay, you have this question?
Couldn't see it.
Okay, next. Base. Here's another Chiddush that does not appear in the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't exist. It's only the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sasha Chiddush. A lot of things that we do come from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Not everything, but a lot of things. People ask, why do we do this? Doesn't say this anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in the Kitzur, in the Mishnah Berurah. And when you discover, you look, it's in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He has a lot of little things.
He was before the Mishnah Berurah.
And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote these things. He doesn't quote these. He never quotes the Mishnah Berurah.
He was in Hungary.
They
were different countries.
But if you live
before,
he
died in 1885. He was a Hungarian.
Gandhi. So he must have known about him.
Who?
The Chavetz Chaim.
They had the Chaya Odom. They went after the Chaya Odom.
I know, but I'm sure he knew about the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. He knew about it. He had to be. He had to know about it. He had to know the person. And he never quotes Spars, and he never ever quotes the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. And he has a lot of chidushim. So like this halach, this in the different Mishnah Berurah, he has a note. Such halach does not appear anywhere else. You go to Shalashuris, and in Shul, when do they fill up the cup? They fill up the cup of yayin before you wash my machronim or after? Most of the places that I've been, they fill it up after. Right? They pass around the my machronim. Everyone washes, and then they first bring out the koyish shal yayin. They fill up the koyish shal yayin, and they give the mechabit someone to bench. He says that's wrong. You're supposed to first moizgnes a koyish chil v'achar kach neilin liyadayin. You're supposed to first prepare the koyish shal yayin, and then you wash mayim achrayim. That's what it says to do.
Can we learn that you're not supposed to eat it, the mayim achrayim?
Of course, right? Yeah. So, but this is not this is going to be afterwards when you this is going to be drunk after you finish benching.
But you don't drink anyways Avdala. You don't drink before Avdala anyway after you bench.
It was on Shabbos, the Friday night. You're not drinking this cup of wine. Moshe's going to say the kosh shabrichas hamazon. You're not going to drink the kosh shabrichas hamazon until after you finish benching. The achar kach, and then you prepare the kosh shabrichas hamazon, and then you bring out the mayim achronim. Everyone washes, and now Rabbi Sain nevarech. But when do you prepare? The point is, when do you prepare the kosh shabrichas hamazon? It must be prepared before you wash mayim achronim. Okay, gimel, hoch gimel. Yayin teshasu bimenu kol hanishah bekli nase pogum. Wine, let's say now you need to use wine for Birchas Hamazon. The problem is the only wine you have available is Pogum. The bottle is empty. The only wine available is the wine in front of you in your goblet. But that wine you took a sip from. Wine from which you've taken a sip is Pogum, and it's not fit for Koishel Bracha. So how do you rectify, how do you heal a Kois that's Pogum? Yayin sheshasu bimenu kol hanisha bichli nase pogum apostle lebrichas hamazon ad sheyisakno until you rectify it. Dehainu, how do you do that? Shenoisin l'seich ektsas yayin ektsas mayim sheinim pogumim. What you do is, according to the Kitzar, you pour into the kois a small amount of wine or a small amount of water, and that rectifies the kois pogum. She'enam pogum. The water that you pour into it has to be water that itself is not pogum. You know, you can't go take your neighbor's yayin. I have a cup of wine and my neighbor has a cup of wine. We both drank from our cups of wine. I'll be misakin my kais by taking some of his wine and pouring it into my wine. That's not going to solve the problem. His yayin is pogum, your yayin is pogum. Pogum cannot, yayin that's pogum cannot be misakin yayin that's pogum. You have to take wine that's fresh from the bottle, or water from the sink. Fresh water and fresh yayin, even a small amount, can be misakin the kishul pogum according to the kids Shulchan Aruch. The kevon jitzorich lemalei. And now here is something very interesting. You don't want to see people doing this. The kevon jitzorich lemalei is a kais l'shem bracha. L'chein im a kais pogum v'hu misakin jitzorich l'shofchay l'sech kankan u'mitoicha kankan l'sech a kais l'shem bracha. There's such a concept that you have to fill up the kais l'shem bracha. If I have in front of me a kais shel yayin that's pogum, and I want to use this l'shem birchas mazon, so I would be tempted just to take some water or some wine from the bottle and pour it and fill it up to the top. I've now removed its status of pogum, and now it's all ready to go. It's not ready to go because this kais was not filled originally l'shem birchas hamazon. It was filled originally for my own personal satisfaction. So what do? You take some wine from the bottle or some water from the sink and you pour it into the kais that's pogum, and now you are masakein the yayin. The yayin is no longer pogum. I then take that wine and I pour it back into the bottle or back into another cup, or I just pour it or into the cup that I want to use l'shem birchas hamazon, and then I pour it back into the cup that I want to use l'shem birchas hamazon. There's such an idea that when you're using the kodesh l'yayin for birchas hamazon, you should fill up the cup l'shem birchas hamazon. If the cup is already full and now you want to use it for birchas hamazon, that's not the right thing to do. That's not ideal, because it was not filled l'shem birchas hamazon. So here where it's pogum, you have to first repair it, then you have to empty it back into the bottle, and then from the bottle once again pour it into the cup l'shem birchas hamazon. Now here in the Piskei Teshuvos, he has an amazing little paragraph where he goes through all the various opinions of how to be misakin the kosher shel pogum. As a child, I always remember how you misakin the kosher shel pogum the wrong way. What he says, not just take a small amount of wine, you pour it in, and that's it. The Kitta says that's not enough because you didn't fill it up. L'shem, you didn't fill it up. L'shem, you have to l'shem birchas hamazon. But he brings down other opinions, and he says the ideal thing to keep in mind is, according to some opinions, to misakin, you can't just take a small amount of yayin and put it into your cup. The makar, the source of where you're getting your wine, must have a revius. In other words, I have on the table a cup of wine. It's pogum. I need to fix it. I'm going to just take an eyedropper. Right, an eyedropper, and put into my cup a small teeny amount of water or yayin. That's not going to be misakin. Or I have a bottle. The bottle is a teeny amount of wine on the bottom of the bottle. I'm going to pour that teeny amount drop of wine from the bottle into the cup. B'dievet, it's okay. But l'chatchila, the container or the bottle from which you're pouring to be misakin, the kosher pogum, should have at least a revius. Your sewer should have at least a revius of water or yayin, and you pour from that source even a small amount into the bottle in order to be misakin it. That's one solution. Another solution is if you don't have wine is ideal. If you don't have water, is the next best thing. You can use any liquid. Juice, tea, coffee, anything that you're comfortable putting into your wine is okay. That's also a way to misakin. Now the next thing, this is very interesting, a solution. The next solution is, if you fill up the cup to a smaller cup. I have a cup, a large cup, it holds, let's say, a triple revius. And I drunk half the cup, and it's pogum, and there's nothing else available. There's no water, there's no yayin. So you can misakin if you take the large cup and you pour it into a smaller cup that holds exactly a revius. That's another technique. Even though I'm not adding anything in, by taking from a large cup and pouring it into a smaller cup, where the smaller cup will be filled to capacity, that's another technique in the misakin the kosher that's pogum. Another technique, believe it or not, this is something I never saw before, is to put food. Did you ever hear of this? You can put food into your cup to raise the height. Put in a piece of challah. So it says, you have a kais and the kais is pogol. It's not, doesn't come to the top. So just keep on eating some fruit, or keep on eating some challah until you raise the liquid sea level to the surface, to the rim. That's also a technique to the mesach and the kais that is pogum. Now, by the way, do you have to fill the cup to the very top? L'chadchila, yes. There is an opinion that says that you bedafka should not. Itur. It says in the Gemara, the kais should have itur, have a crown. Some of Mepharshim learn itur means that it should not be filled to the top, that the rim of the utensil shall be a crown to the liquid in the utensil. We don't pass like that. Most people, they fill the cup to the top, plus a little bit more overflows to be a simon shol bracha. Okay, so this is what the laws are upon. Now we go to another halacha. The kais that you use for birchas hamazon must be perfect, no defect, not in the base, not in the tithe. Not everyone knows halacha. If a small minor imperfection in the kais shol bracha, it's disqualified to be used for birchas hamazon. Kais shabracha malav b'tzach sheish shalem afilu nishba rak habasis. Even if the base of the kais has been damaged, shalmata pasul, it does not stand straight. It needs a little. You got to put a little chip. It wobbles. It's not a kosher cup. Now what about the rim? Even the smallest defect in the rim of the utensil disqualifies the kais for birchas hamazon. Vafilu pegima kol shu b'sfas akli oishen nistak. If the kli is cracked, even though nothing is coming out, the form is perfect, there's a crack, but you can see there's a crack, even though the crack does not allow any liquid. Liquid does not ooze out. It's still a crack. It's a crack puzzle. The ton, that's one halacha. Next halacha. Before you use the kais shel bracha, there's a halacha. You have to rinse the cup. Even if the cup is sparkling clean, it does not matter. L'chatchila, you're supposed to rinse the cup on the inside and on the outside. The ton, hadacha, mevfnim, v'shtifa b'chutz, rinsing on the inside and washing on the outside. Oy, mekancha, yofa, sheinaki. If you don't have water, at least you should wipe and take a tissue and wipe the utensil on the inside and the outside before you use it. When you fill up the cup, there is an inyan that you should have kavan. I'm filling up the cup l'shem bracha. The imole, you shall fill it to capacity. Then you give. The person who is benching should not, just like the Seder. A person at the Seder does not pour his own wine. The same rule is true for Birchas Hamazon. You don't pour the wine for yourself. Someone at the meal shall pour the wine for the one that's going to bench upon this Kishol Bracha, and you give it to him. He present him with the Kishol Bracha, and the person who's benching is required to be mekabel with two hands. Two hands. If you are on with benching, we're going to mechabit with you with benching. So the host fills up the kapshal yayin, and then he gives, here, take it. When you receive it, you are supposed to receive it with both hands to show the chavivis of the cup. And then you release one hand. Which hand are you going to release? Obviously, you release the left hand, and you shall remain in your right hand. If you're a lefty, then your right hand is the left. Then it remains in your left. And if you're ambidextrous, then you should use the right of the world, because the right is always more chashef. Let's see what it says over here. Lift up both of your hands, Kodesh, in matters of holiness. Matters of holiness here refers to Birchas Hamazon, Uvorchwes Hashem, and Bless Hashem. Umeser Achkach and Sidahi Smolis, release your left hand. The Oichazoi Rak Biyaminoi, and it should remain in your right hand. Levada Shabalisiyah Hasmolis, without the left and giving any assistance whatsoever. Shaloyehe Niris Kimasala, if you have to use your left hand to hold it, it appears that it's a burden. The Noisin Enav Bo, and when you bench, you should look at the cup. Look at the cup as much as you can. Kadesh lo yisiach daita menu, not to forget about it. Machaziko lamala. You should lift it up above the table at least. Don't hold it down by the table. You should lift it above the table at least one tefach. Lamala min ashulchan tefach. The chesiv is the pasuk that calls Yeshua Esa. I lift up the cup with a shema shemekra. The eater yod, a lefty. Yechazo biyamin didei, shall hold it in his left hand. Shehu smol shel kolodam. The yesh lahasra min ashulchan as akilim reirekim. A new halacha, a kabbalistic. Inyan, that when you bench, when you bench, you should take away all of the empty utensils. Anyone know that in Shin Halacha? You're supposed to have on the table bread. We mentioned that. It's very important to have on the table the Shas Birchas Hamazon bread. At least crumbs. Crumbs, you also yaitza. Because you want the bracha of Birchas Hamazon to be chal on a davar sheyesh, davar shel mamish. So it's very good to have on the table bread. At least crumbs. But kalim, you should not have on the table empty utensils. The only utensil, because it's not a covered for the kushal bracha, that it should be accompanied by empty utensils. Empty utensils shall be removed from the table. Now how do you hold the cup? So there are different customs. Some hold it on the side. There's a Kabbalistic custom to hold it from the bottom. Mm-hmm. From the bottom. Mm-hmm. So you have a stem. It makes it a lot harder. Some say it makes it easier. I don't know. It all depends on
flat,
what
you... The flat bottoms are
easy. Yeah, if you have flat bottom, some people only mock me when they have a kais shel bracha. They'll only have a kais that's a flat without a stem. Because when it's flat, you can hold it from the bottom easily. You wrap your fingers around it and you put it on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And you wrap your fingers around it. But if you have a stem... You have a stem, and then there's a base. It depends. Some will tell you it's easier because you have what to hold on to. You have what to hold on to. I don't find it easier. I find it much harder when you have a stem. If you have a stem, you have to hold it from the side. I don't know. It depends. Everyone is different. Every type of cup, you can't compare one to the other. But different types of cups. Okay, let's see what it says here in the Piskei Tshuvos. Then we'll do some shomim some halacha. It has to be... What about a plastic cup? Can you use a Birchas Hamazon plastic? Plastic in Shulchan Aruch is always in the modern Mefarshim is called Chad Pa'ami. I don't know, I'm not an Israeli. In Israel, that's what they call the disposables. Disposables, Chad Pa'ami. One time. Are you allowed to use a disposable cup of Birchas Hamazon? L'chatchila, no. B'diavad, yes. Everyone agrees to this. You saw it. It's not ideal, but if you have nothing else, you eat it. Oh, so there's such a thing of two cups. I don't think it makes a difference. Using two cups. There's two cups.
Two plastic cups.
Why two? How does that solve the problem? I don't know. Rabbi Zev Smith, he gave a shiur on this. Two cups. I don't remember what he said. Let's go further. V'tan hadacha.
Israel, the plastic cups are very, very
cheap.
Thin, maybe that's
very thin.
Maybe that's probably where he got it.
Probably that's why, yeah.
Your paper cups don't last. You put in a cup, if you don't drink it right away, it soaks really bad.
Yeah, okay. But I guess our plastic cup, see, our plastic cup, it's not a cup for the Rosh Hashanah, it should be a chad pami. Okay, then you have to wash. Now, Mikur Hadin, it says in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, just to be aware, if it's sparkling clean, you don't really have to wash. But the Kitzur alludes to this. This is a Zohar. It's such a Kabbalistic concept. It's mentioned in the Gemara. Shtifa and Hadacha simply means to remove any bacteria, to clean it. But even if it's sparkling clean, you already washed the kelim before you began the Birchas Hamazon, there is an inyan, according to Kabbalah, to wash the cup immediately before you use it, even though it's 100% clean.
Same thing apply to Kiddush?
Kiddush? I don't think so. I don't think Kiddush, I think only by Birchas Hamazon.
I mean, my son washes his coat.
Before he makes Kiddush.
When he's in our house.
I don't know. Maybe yes. Maybe Hadacha, maybe it says by Kiddush also. This is discussing primarily Birchas Hamazon. I don't know, maybe. Okay, Birchas Hamazon, for sure, there's an inyan to wash it, to rinse it before you use it. Okay, it should be malay. Okay, bidyeved. If you don't have enough wine, this happens every so often. You don't have enough wine. You fill up the cup and it doesn't go to the top. What do you do? So you can add some water if you don't mind. If you're very meticulous on how your wine tastes, you don't want to dilute it. You want to add grape juice. If you don't know the difference, if you're not a connoisseur, so it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference what's in the cup. Add a little water, a little Coca-Cola, a little coffee, just to get the cup all the way up to the top. But if you are meticulous in how your wine tastes, it's not ma'akev. As long as you have in the kais a revius, a sheer revius, approximately 3 ounces, that is b'diavad okay. Okay, now lemalam and atavach. Let's say it's just heavy. Okay, you're very tired, and you're benching with some very heavy, heavy duty people, and they bench you. They shuckle, and they say every word very slowly, and benching takes 20 minutes. You ever go to a chabur where benching takes 20 minutes? You get very, very slow. What? What do you say? 20 minutes to bench. Because a rebbe, they take 3 hours to bench. 3 hours. How could he take 3 hours to bench? When did he work?
Oh, I know that he had a sitter.
Yeah.
That was just thinking. Every second word was ay ay ay.
Okay, you're benching, and there are. It's heavy. It's a heavy kois, and it's hard to keep it up above the table one tefach. What's the halacha? So could you use your left, could you put it down? So it says here the solution he brings is, what you should do is, you should take a tissue box, or another utensil, and rest your hand on it. That's what you should do. It's a very easy solution. You should not, if it's too heavy to keep the kois shel bracha, up in the air for the entire benching, don't switch the left. Never use the left. The left is no good. Well, no, you should not use the left. Your left is not supposed to support the right. Only allowed to use one hand, the right hand. So what do? So it's too heavy. So let me put it down. Let me go and put it on the table. I'll hold it on the table. It's not right. The next best thing to do if you can't keep it up, tefach, above the table, is to take another utensil, even if anything you want. It's just erased. And you should put your hand, like a tissue box, like this. Put your hand over here, and put the kois like that, and that's fine. That's the next best thing. Much better than using your left hand, and certainly much better than putting it on the table. That's what it says. Okay, and the lefty, of course, you should use his right hand, and you take away the camel. Okay, let's go to the halacha. Hey, let's see what it says over here in terms of halacha. Halacha. Aleph. Okay, the kids are in the Piskei Teshuvos on page Resh Mem Gimel. Yes. Until Al Yichas Reinu. For the four brachas. That's considered the whole benching. Right. Okay. We'll see what you do afterwards when you finish benching. Okay. Let's see what's in Aleph. The EF Yain Sheikh. If you can't use Yain, you can use Sheikh. You can use beer. Ayin B'Shas and Teshuvos. Darke Shal Mishal Imut Levorich Al Mei. Almei Zoyre, seltzer. Okay, you're allowed to use seltzer. V'rav echon hoyre shehem chamar medina. He says, yeah, seltzer also is good for benching. It's chamar medina. V'hevi rai b'utar min b'shas. Chol milsa d'mimlach alea shliach minei hu. Anything that you ask, when the shliach will ask, would you like this? You send a servant to the market, and he doesn't find exactly what you want, and he comes back and he asks you, I did not find this, but would you like this? That automatically is called chashiv. So here also, so if you're not going to be able to find the beer, he'll come back and he'll say to you, would you like seltzer? That it's called chashiv. It's something which is chashiv. It's called chamar medina. So the davka, that's not a raya. That's a sugya in Hilchas Nedarim. When a person makes a vow, okay, whatever the laws are over there, the gam im nichlal b'lashonei rak atzad miyot arminan stam nedarim lahachmu my nedarim umamachmer. Given the aim of rochma lamayim memelo who adin gam imezora, he disagrees and he says you cannot use seltzer for haschamar medina ben lachalik mishum diyeshlam l'loshem levoy, and don't say it has an accompanying name. Ayn sham he goes through the sugya. I'm not sure all the details. So hevi sheskimu imay agoyinu b'meir orik mit. I don't know who this is. Mitarna of Avraham Mendel Steinberg. Mi Brody. Vagoyin Maram Arik Herolo Divrei Hamogen Avraham. The Hakol Tolu B'Shemayim. Okay, so basically, Halacha Lamayis, the Poskim say that the water, milk, and orange juice are not called Chamar Medina. The best you can do is coffee and tea and soft drink is Machlekes HaPoskim. Itrei, again, as we mentioned, is only true when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah, but not when it comes to benching. When it comes to benching, either wine, grape juice, or nothing. We don't, with Bizman Hazeh, it's a very shvera sugi. We don't use these things for benching at all. Next, itu yad yachzenu yimin didei primogadim mistabik b'ze im yachzenu b'yimin didei or b'yimin da'alma u'b'shal shuvus d'rei Mordechai Friedberg. Hello, the gamo ito yorzen bi yemin di alma. The call atam the tzochti min kan hu mishum chashivuso hu va hu v'bistei chamed. Smachlis apayskim. He's over here is coming to be chelik on the kitzer. He's quoting over here a shita, not like the kitzer. The kitzer says that a lefty should hold it in his right hand, which is the left. He disagrees. He holds chashivus, public view. People do not know you're a lefty. It's giving cover to the tzibur. And since most people at the meal are righties, when they see someone holding in their left hand, they get nervous. They get nervous. What's going on here? It's the left hand. The left hand is din. Right is rachamim. They're making everyone nervous. Okay, maybe for you it's considered to be your right hand, but it's not our right hand. So therefore, you should use the right hand of the world. So it's machlekes apoyskin. This is a general machlekes. Everything is like this when it comes to right and left. What you do by kaddish, which foot you take back? You take the left foot first, the right foot first. Your righty, your lefty. All of these various sinyanim. So we have here machlekes apoyskin, and that we will conclude for today.